The change is primarily not so much in what we do, but what others are doing and what I see happening, in that we have a unique space in our commitment to presenting a lot of contemporary dance and international artists. But I've noticed since I got there, it's the development of new presenters who have lots of different spaces that become highly competitive with us. Not a negative competitiveness, but it's the fact that there is a lot more to choose from than from 10 years ago when I first took over the Rialto.
Which is a good thing for Atlantans.
Yes, absolutely. We felt that we could not compete with Spivey in Symphony Hall, and that, in fact, Spivey being acoustically perfect, and then the Schwartz Center, of course, came on board. It was actually bad sense for us to try to compete. We have a wonderful orchestral program at Georgia State, and so there's classical music presented frequently and for free in the space, because we are, in fact, home to the School of Music, too. So we felt that we really needed to pitch our tent elsewhere and to create an identity for ourselves that was different, since other venues were down the street or down the highway and new venues coming on. So when we looked around at what was being done consistently, we felt that the international voice was not being heard on a stage that really brings in the general public. So we started literally reflecting the demographic of the Georgia State University campus, which is one of the most diverse in the country, as well as the changing demographic of Atlanta. And we felt that it was important to draw in all of those audiences and give them a place in downtown Atlanta that they could feel comfortable and congregate, if you will, and create this space for lots of different people to enjoy different types of music.
Do you look at the demographics and then consider a particular musician or dancer or group?
We do look at the demographics, but what's interesting is we have many, many student organizations. They may be sororities and fraternities, but they also may be a Caribbean student organization. In fact, we have a very active Caribbean student association. So if we do something that's Caribbean, if we bring in artists from the Caribbean, then we'll go to Caripso, which is the name of the group, and we'll partner with them, and we'll offer discounted tickets, and they will help us get the word out, and we will help them get their students in. So yes, we do pay attention to it. We're very proud of our diversity. I believe over 150 countries are represented on the campus, and we have a very strong international student association. So we do pay attention to our student makeup, and we love to have them involved with us. We even have a student ambassador corps. So we feel strongly about the importance of the link to our students and the representation of all of their interests and beliefs.
Tell us about the ambassador corps.
The Rialto Student Ambassadors are a chartered student group who actually act as our representatives within the student body of Georgia State. They're very active and they volunteer for us. You will often see them at shows. They love to meet the audience. They also sit and talk with us about programming ideas. And in fact, last year they even chose the shows that they were most interested in and made their own brochure. So we are very pleased to have a very active core of students involved in the Rialto and very proud of what these students have done for us over the last few years.
How reliant are you on subscription, or does that even factor anymore?
We do have subscribers, and they're very important to us. They're a small core, but they really are people who have been willing to take the chance and to go with us, and they may say that I don't really know this artist, but I want the adventure. And they want that experience that the Rialto has become, because we really do feel that we're a very experiential space, and a lot of times that happens because we have pre-show talks. Maybe that pre-show talk is a dance lesson if we're doing a salsa band. Maybe it's about fashion in flamenco. So if we're doing a flamenco program, there might be a talk about, well, why this hat comes from that region and why that's important to the dancer. So we offer something extra. And then, of course, people get into the space and they're with people they don't know. And one of the best things I ever heard said about us, one of our donors said, you know, I walk into a Rialto show as an audience member, but when I walk out, I'm part of a community.